News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed differing views Monday on whether recent North Korean missile tests violated a U.N. Security Council resolution, but remained united on the ultimate goal of achieving a denuclearized Korean peninsula. At a joint news conference in Tokyo, Trump said he viewed the tests as a bid for attention by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and that he was not personally bothered by them. Abe said the tests did violate the Security Council resolution and stressed that his government is most interested in resolving the issue of North Korean abductions of Japanese citizens. Europe is at a political crossroads as far-right and green parties made big gains in the parliamentary elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Europeans now face a new political reality after European Parliament elections ended the dominance of the EU's main centre-right and centre-left parties and revealed a changed landscape where the far-right, pro-business groups and environmentalists will be forces to be reckoned with. Turning out in numbers not seen for 20 years, voters took populist concerns to the ballot box, making parties led by the likes of Italy's Matteo Salvini and France's far-right leader Marine Le Pen among the biggest in the 28-nation bloc's Assembly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
However, behind all the populist celebrations Sunday night, there was also quiet satisfaction in Brussels among EU officials who'd feared Eurosceptics would run away with the election and do even better. Some officials suggested that this year's parliamentary elections may be a high watermark for nationalist populists, noting the surprise resurgence in the fortunes of smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. This is VOA News. Austrian lawmakers voted Conservative Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's government out of office on Monday, passing a motion of no confidence days after it became a caretaker administration in the wake of a video sting scandal. Austria's president must now appoint a chancellor to form a new government that can gain parliament support until the next national election, expected to be held in September. French authorities say four suspects have been arrested in connection with a bombing that injured 13 people last week in the city of Lyon. Investigators say the suspects include a 24-year-old Algerian computer science student who was arrested as he stepped off a bus. The French news agency reports his parents were also arrested and taken into custody for questioning, along with another Algerian student who is a relative. Thousands of prisoners in Turkish jails have ended a 200-day-long hunger strike after jailed Kurdish rebel leader Abdullah Öcalan was allowed to see his lawyer for the first time in 8 years. Öcalan appealed to his supporters Sunday to end their protest. Öcalan is leader of the outlawed PKK, which has been fighting a guerrilla war for an independent Kurdish state in Turkey. Iran's foreign minister has met with top Iraqi officials in Baghdad, and as Edward Uranian reports, relations between Washington and Tehran were high on the agenda.
The 48-hour visit to Baghdad by Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif follows recent protests by supporters of Iraqi cleric Muqtada Sadr, calling for a peaceful resolution to the current escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran. During a press conference Sunday with his Iraqi counterpart, Zarif insisted Tehran was still abiding by the 2015 nuclear accord with the P5+1 group of countries. But he added Tehran would respond to economic and military actions taken by Washington. Iraqi Foreign Minister Mohammad Ali Hakim insisted Baghdad did not support what he called one-sided actions by the United States, but it is ready and willing to serve as an intermediary between Tehran and Washington if and when the need should arise.
The United States paused Monday to honor its war dead on the annual Memorial Day holiday. Parades and somber remembrances are planned in U.S. cities large and small to recall the ultimate sacrifice that hundreds of thousands of Americans have made for their country's freedom through its 243-year existence. Families of the fallen often visit the grave sites of their loved ones. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.